Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 17, which is the book of James. And the objectives of this lesson are, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of James, identify to whom the book of James was written, state the key purpose for the book of James, write the key verse of the book of James from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of James. Now, as an introduction, the author was James, and it was written to the believers among the 12 tribes of Israel. And the purpose was to comfort believers undergoing trials for their faith. The key verse is found in chapter 2, verse 26. And the life and ministry principle are that faith is the foundation of works. The main characters are James, Abraham, Isaac, Rahab, Job, and Elijah. And now for the outline. As an introduction, Roman numeral number 1, point A, from James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, and B, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Point 2, Roman numeral number 2, faith and suffering. Point A, response to suffering, and B, the benefits of suffering. And point 1, patience. 2, perfection. 3, entirety or completeness. Point number C, we have the wisdom, the proper response to suffering. Point 1, the wisdom from God. Point A, the source of wisdom, which is God. B, the availability of wisdom through prayer with faith. And C, the need for faith by all men. And point 2, stable faith. Point A, he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea. And B, such a man will receive nothing from the Lord. Point 3, single-minded. Point 4, right response, whether exalted or brought low. Point A, a brother of low degree is to rejoice when exalted. And B, the brother of high degree is to rejoice that he is brought low. C, such levels of life are temporal. They are like grass and flowers, which spring up but wither when the sun rises. Point D, the blessing of suffering. Point 1, if we endure temptations and trials, we will receive a crown of life promised by the Lord to those who love him. And point E, the source of temptation. Point 1, not God. Point A, God cannot be tempted with evil. B, God does not tempt man with evil. Point 2, we are tempted when, point A, we are drawn away from our lust and enticed. B, lust is conceived and brings forth sin. And C, sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. 3, we are to understand that, 1, point A, God sends only good and perfect gifts. And B, God is, point 1, the Father of lights. 2, in whom there is no variableness. 3, in whom there is no turning. 4, the one who begat us with the word of truth. And 5, desires that we be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. In Roman numeral number 3, we have faith at work. Point A, faith makes a change. And point number 1, what we should be. Point A, we should be swift to hear. B, slow to speak. C, slow to wrath. Point number 2, we should lay aside A, filthiness, and B, the superfluity of naughtiness. And 3, what we should incorporate in our lives, the word. B, faith is in doing, not hearing only. Point 1, we deceive ourselves if we are hearers only. 2, the examples of a man looking into a mirror. A, the hearer listens but does nothing about it. And B, the doer responds to the word. C, faith is evidenced by the control of the tongue. Point 1, even if we seem religious, but if we do not control our tongue, we are deceiving ourselves and our religion is vain. Point 2, pure religion before God is, point A, to visit the fatherless, B, visit the widows, and C, to keep unspotted from the world. In point number D, we go on to chapter 2. Faith does not show respect of persons. point number one, respect to be shown equally for both rich and poor. Point two, God chooses the poor of the world, rich in faith, as heirs of the kingdom. Point three, respect of persons is a poor testimony before the world. Four, the royal law, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Point five, respect of persons is sin. And sixth, sin and the law. Point number E, we have faith that saves. Point one, faith without works is dead. Two, the relation of faith and works. And three, examples of faith and works. Point A, Abraham. B, Rahab. Four, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Point F, faith controls the tongue. Point one, the tongue is the most difficult to control. This is in chapter three now. Point two, examples of natural control. Point A, the bits in horses' mouths. B, helms in ships. Point number three, the power of the tongue. Point A, although small, the tongue has great power. And B, the tongue is like a fire which ignites or defiles the whole body. C, every animal is tamed by mankind and cannot be tamed by man. D, the tongue can be used to either curse or bless. And E, cursing and blessing should not proceed out of the same mouth. And F, control of the tongue is evidenced by faith and good works. G, faith and factions among believers. Point one, division among believers is not of God. And two, wisdom of the world. Point A, its description. Point one, it's earthly. Two, sensual. Three, devilish. And B, its very results are, point one, envy. Two, strife. Three, confusion. And four, every evil work. Point number three, the wisdom of God is, in contrast, point A, pure. B, peaceable. C, gentle. D, easily entreated. E, full of mercy. F, full of good fruits. G, without partiality, and H, without hypocrisy. Point number four, faith brings righteousness and peace. And point number five, we go into chapter four, the divisions that come from lust. Point A, such lust hinders prayer, and B, it hinders relationship with God. Six, correcting divisions. Point A, submit to God. B, resist the devil. C, draw nigh to God. D, cleanse and purify yourself. E, reflect true sorrow and repentance. F, humble yourself. G, do not speak evil of others. And H, do not judge others. Then we go on to Roman numeral number four, faith and the future. And that's chapter number four still. Point A, we cannot be assured of the future. B, only God knows the future. C, when we boast in the future, it is evil. D, the future of the rich, chapter number five. Point one, they will experience misery. Two, riches will perish. Three, their fraud is noted by God. Four, they lived in evil. Point A, in pleasure. B, in ways of their own heart. C, condemning and killing the just. Point E, the believer's preparation for the future. 1. Wait patiently for the coming of the Lord. 2. Establish your hearts. 3. Do not hold grudges. 4. View the prophets as an example of the suffering you will experience. 5. Endure with joy, as did Job. And 6. Do not swear by mean and but mean what you say. In Roman numeral number 5, we have faith in Christian relationships. Point A, response to the afflicted. B, response to the merry. C, response to the sick. 1, call for the elders of the church. 2, let them anoint and pray over the sick. 3, the prayer of faith will save the sick. 4, the Lord will raise him up. 5, if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. Point D, the response to faults in others. 1, confess faults to each other. 2, pray for one another that ye may be healed. And 3, Elias as an example of such effectual prayer. E, the response to erring. 1, convert him. 2, save his soul from death. And 3, hide a multitude of sins. And that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.